Kelly's dead.
Number 127, 127. Let us stand.
Amen.
may be pretty short today. Yesterday I lifted something and it really hurts to stand up. I would like to speak this morning a little about trust. We trust our neighbors, our families, other people, but almost always with reservations. And when I say reservations, that means some doubts. When you ask a person, do you trust this person or that? Many times your answer will be, yeah, sure. They're all right. But can you trust them like you would trust our Lord? The answer is no, because we're human. Because we make so many mistakes. And we may make a mistake. I'm going to read several verses from the second Nephi, the third chapter. And I'm going to start with verse 54. Now, Nephi is speaking. But that doesn't mean that that is only in his day. It doesn't mean that we can't be included in this. Nephi is saying, may the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. That is one of the reasons that you can come to the Lord and ask him and have faith and trust that he will keep that promise that he has made. Well, he's made it to you and to all people. But always there's conditions. We cannot be like, if you would want to listen on TV to the man that says, all you have to do is take the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved. It is not. There's always conditions. And isn't it just foolish, completely foolish, even for the littlest one, to think that all you have to do is take the name of Jesus and you're saved and you can go out and do any amount of sin that you would desire to? So one of the conditions the difficulties, temptations may be warded off is because of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That doesn't mean because you're sorry about a friend too much. That means because you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit before the Lord. It means that you wholly depend upon him. Now, if you were just so-so in your desire to serve the Lord, would you honestly expect then that he's going to keep his word to you as if you had a broken heart and a contrite spirit? If you stop and think, years and years ago, I don't know, I guess I was doing some studying or whatever, and I was told, you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. You're only going to get from the Lord what you give Him. He has made the rules. If you keep those rules without reservations, He will keep that promise to you. If you have reservations, so will He. O Lord, wilt thou not shut the gates of thy righteousness? Wilt thou not shut the gates of thy righteousness before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? He's promised this, and yet we're asking Him again. Now, I'm reading this. I'm asking. These are my words. If I mean these words, then I'm asking. You read it, or you say it. This is your heart. This is your words. O Lord, wilt thou encircle me around in the robe of thy righteousness? O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? He has told us that He would, hasn't He? But now you're individually asking Him. Now me, Harold Pollock, I'm asking Him. And I know my failures. I know the things that ought to not to be in my life. I know them. And so when I say, Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Now, if I have been a righteous man, I would expect, yes, Lord, you will, because you'll keep your promise. But if you ask that question, you answer it yourself. Are you worthy? Are you ready? No, we aren't worthy. In my estimation, I don't think we ever will be of ourselves, no matter what our works are. If it wasn't by the grace of God, we wouldn't be saved. Wilt thou make my path straight before me? We know the answer to that. He will. If we have that broken heart and contrite spirit, which allows His Spirit to dwell within us, which will cause us to continue with that broken heart and contrite spirit. For if we haven't, He cannot work with us. Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way? Take the stumbling blocks away. Again. We say, well, now faith enters into this. True. Faith. But you know, when we say that we have faith, we trust the Lord. How great is that faith? Is that faith great enough that you can trust Him completely? Oh, many of you will say, why, certainly, there's no other way. There is no other answer. Who are you going to trust if you can't trust the Lord? You know that He will keep His word. But if you haven't walked uprightly before Him, is He going to keep that word to you because you have sinned? Because you're not walking the way that you should walk? That you've learned to do? That you're maybe backsliding a little bit? Yes, we can trust the Lord. And we do have faith that He will keep His promise. Yes. If I haven't walked in the ways of the Lord, He'll keep His promise to me too, and I will be on his left hand. We can trust him. And we can have faith in that he'll keep his word. But what word, what part are we going to have in the keeping of his word? How are we going to, I don't want to use that word influence, but I'm going to use, how are we going to influence the Lord that we should have salvation at his hands? But that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedged not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy. Now why is he asking this? But that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not up my way, but you would hedge up the ways of mine enemies. Is that being asked because there could be some doubt? I'm not saying that this man had doubts. I'm not saying that. But when we apply those words to ourselves individually, do we have doubts? Aren't there times in our life, daily life, the different times we wonder, Lord, I've done this, I've done that. We say, well, yes, we ask forgiveness. How sincerely are we going to ask forgiveness? Is it with that broken heart and contrite spirit? Words don't mean anything. O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. Yes. I trust in thee, Lord, that I will receive whatever is thy will to give me, whatever I deserve because of my keeping or not keeping thy commandments. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. Sometimes in our well-doing, material things, we begin to trust quite a little bit in ourselves. I'm doing all right. Yes, I'm keeping this job going. I'm doing all right, and yes, I'm paying my tithing. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing pretty well. That's the time you should stop. We should stop. That's the time that we're just getting. My dad used to tell me I was getting too big for my britches. And that is the time. You're just getting a little too much self-esteem. Yea, I know that God will give liberally to him that asketh. Yea, my God will give me if I ask not amiss. Therefore, I will lift up my voice unto thee, yea, I will cry unto thee, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Behold, my voice shall forever ascend unto thee, my rock and my everlasting God. Amen. Can we keep this promise? Yea, my God will give me if I ask not amiss. Therefore I will lift up my voice unto thee, yea, I will cry unto thee, my God and my rock of salvation, and the rock of my righteousness. Behold, my voice shall forever ascend up unto thee. All right. I have no doubt that you offer your prayers. No doubt at all. But are they in all sincerity? When you kneel at your bedside to give your evening prayer before you crawl into that, we hope, comfortable, soft bed that you're tired and you're so glad to get into, are your prayers from your heart? Are they the kind of prayers that as you kneel there, the Lord touches you with His Spirit and you're not tired? You can continue to pray. Page 155. In this, Nephi is speaking. Verse 39 through 41. And he says, "Cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm, or shall hearken unto the precepts of men, save their precepts shall be given by the power of the Holy Ghost." And how are you going to know that it is by the power of the Holy Ghost if you do not have a broken heart and a contrite spirit that the Lord can testify to you by His Spirit that it is His? You can't do it because somebody says, "Yes, that was it." Sure. We testify and say the Spirit is in our midst. Certainly. Is it in you? He says then, "Woe be unto the Gentiles." Includes us. "Saith the Lord God of hosts, for notwithstanding, I shall lengthen out mine arm unto them," unto us, "from day to day, they will deny me." No, not us. We aren't going to. Let's don't. We may be Gentiles, but we don't have to deny him. "Nevertheless, I will be merciful unto them, saith the Lord God, if they will repent and come unto me." Does that mean you go once a week to church and you repent of the things you've done during the week? Or does it mean from day to day, from hour to hour, as you realize that you have something to repent of that you don't? Maybe you don't have to kneel. You haven't time. You're at your work. But most people, the work that they do is something that their mind can be on something else. Yes, they see what they're doing, but they don't have to be thinking of it all the time. And their thoughts can be in prayer unto the Lord. "Forgive me. I have wronged." That's what it means by a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Because when you say that, that means a continuous thing. "For mine arm is lengthened out all the day long, saith the Lord God of hosts." You turn to page 134. Read one verse. Number 133. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. I will trust. I will keep faith. I will repent, that I might always have His Spirit to be with me. Page 220. King Benjamin is speaking here. Verses 9 through 12. I say unto you, if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and His matchless power and His wisdom and His patience and His long suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which hath been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord. Now, we're talking about the different things that means trust. If you say you trust the Lord and you don't try to keep His commandments, you're not trusting Him. You don't believe that He'll do what He said He would. Oh, sure. We slip so many times. Often we use that. We're humans, we slip. But because we're humans doesn't give us an excuse to slip. But we do do it. And the Lord has made provisions for that, that we might come unto Him and ask. And be forgiven. On conditions that our heart and spirit are right before Him. And should be diligent in keeping His commandments and continue in the faith even unto the end of His life. That's your life, mine. I mean the life of the mortal body. And isn't it beautiful that when we're no longer in this mortal body, we won't have to worry about what our works will be, what we shall do, for we will have the answer then. When we're no longer in this mortal body, we will know what we have. And if we have been keeping the commandments of the Lord, what a joy it will be. But if it hasn't, our worries are just beginning. I say that this is the man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, or who are, or who ever shall be, even unto the end of the world, and this is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there is none other salvation, save this which hath been spoken of, neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you. And he has been expounding to them the gospel. A little bit of those conditions I have read. In Mosiah, the 5th chapter, the 52nd verse says this. Now, Ammon is speaking here. So you see that there's many different people that are saying these things. So you see there's more than one person that the Lord has worked with. There are many different speakers. is, but if ye will turn to the Lord with full purpose of heart and put your trust in Him and serve Him with all diligence of mind, if ye do this, He will, according to His own will and pleasure, deliver you out of bondage. And isn't that what our whole life is about? That we might be delivered out of bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of temptations, the bondage of ignorance. Page 275. Verses 23 and 24. Nevertheless, the Lord seeth fit to chasten His people. Yea, He trieth their patience and their faith. Nevertheless, whosoever putteth his trust in Him, the same shall be lifted up at the last day. I'm going to turn quickly to some other, just read these a little bit. Page 314. Verse 26. And behold, they were faithful until the end, therefore they were saved. So if they were faithful, again they trusted in Him. Page 434. One verse, number 3. And now, O my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth, and therefore I beseech of thee that thou wilt hear my words and learn of me. For I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. I'm going to read a poem that I've liked really well. It's titled, yes, Trust. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. Child of mine, I love thee. Listen now to me and make answer truly while I question thee. For I see that shadows do thy soul oppress, and thy faith so weakens that I cannot bless. Thou hast craved my power and presence in thy soul. Wilt thou yield thee truly unto my control? Wilt thou let me ever with thee have my way? Yield thyself in all things simply to obey. Though my presence oft times seems to be withdrawn, of my inward workings not a trace be shown. Wilt thou count me presence, notwithstanding all, still believe I'm working even in thy soul? When I give to others what I thee deny, flood them with my sunshine, holy, pass thee by. Wilt thou still believe in my strong love for thee, yield thee to my purpose, whatsoe'er it be? When I to thy pleadings seem no heed to pay, and thy foes grow bolder, claim thee as their prey. Though toward thee I am silent, wilt thou stand the test? On my word of promise, lay thee down to rest. If to these my questions thou canst answer yes, thou shalt be forever one I love the best. To the inner circle of my favored few, thou shalt be admitted and my glory view. What a promise. This was composed by a man. It is not the word of God as we read it in the scriptures. But I've always felt that there was such deep, deep feeling in the thoughts of this man, the desires of this man. And I don't know who he is or was. If we can truly put our trust in the Lord, and to do so, we must have that broken heart and contrite spirit. Having faith that he will keep his commandments, but a little apprehension of whether we will measure up. Yes, he'll keep his commandments. He'll keep his word to us. And it's up to us to see that that word is the one that we desire the most, that we want. On page 711, you'll find in verse 83, it says this. Mormon is speaking. And the reason why he ceaseth to do miracles among the children of men is because that they dwindle in unbelief and depart from the right way and know not the God in whom they should trust. Thank you.
Shall we stand? Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for the time that we have spent here this day. We're thankful, Father, for the message that we have received. And truly, may we put our trust completely in Thee. Help us, Father, to walk in that straight and narrow path. Help us to forsake the things of the world. Help us, Father, to be prepared for when the final day comes, that we may hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Protect us, Father, from harm or danger. Keep us from our temptations. And as we would perhaps go our separate ways at this time, or if we stay and visit, that thy Spirit would be to lift up those who are sick and afflicted in our midst, whether that illness be physical or spiritual. We pray your blessing and your healing to rest upon thy people. And we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.